Let's put our hands together and say this word. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, as we look into the Word, we receive the revelation of Christ that is found in the written Word. Behold Jesus as He sees us in Himself. He is glorified, we are edified. Clarity comes to our mind as we hear your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we are looking at understanding the believer's authority. Key in this CRC. And we said in November we have another CRC before this is that. So glory to God. Hallelujah. December is all packed up for us. December is all packed up. We have GPLC, WCC, and we have this is that. So it's all packed up for us. Glory to God. Okay, Matthew 28. Verse 18. He says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. 19. Go therefore and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Now we said Jesus gave us the mandate to raise disciples. Go therefore and make disciples. Matitio in the Greek. Make disciples. Raise students. Glory to God. Raise students. And he told us how this will be done. Verse 20 said, teaching them. So students are raised via teaching. You cannot say, I have known this thing already. No. Students are raised via teaching. And that is why in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Paul writes to Timothy and will say, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, paideia. That the man of God may be thoroughly complete. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good works. Spiritual growth. Ephesians 4:11. Give some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. I say for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. I say till we all come to the unity of faith. Till we all come. Spiritual growth. Verse 14 will say, we'll be no more children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. So, spiritual growth is in view when scripture is taught. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, spiritual growth can only be achieved via teaching. Not bazaar. Not harvest. Not Boys Brigade Week. Not via Girls Brigade Week. You hire somebody to come and talk, and they will not give you SMS. Short message sermon. Hallelujah. Spiritual growth is achieved via teaching. Consistency. Consistency. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we concluded that the disciple of Christ, part of what the person will be taught in discipleship is how to interpret scripture and teach it rightly. How to interpret scripture and teach it rightly. We saw how Jesus interpreted scriptures. Look at Luke 24 verse 25. It said, and he said to them, all fools. Okay, let me read it like the New King James. The New King James actually stepped it down a bit. He said, oh foolish ones. Hallelujah. Oh, foolish ones. Oh, he just said, no, foolish ones.
What he uses, oh fools. That word is the word that means to use, meaning you are not using well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And slow of heart to believe in all that the prophet has spoken. 26, he ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory. And beginning at Moses, which is what? Genesis. And all the prophets, down to Malachi. See, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. That word, we say that word to expound is where we have the word exegesis from. That's the word diamenio. Diamenio, D-I-E-M-E-N-E-U-O. Diamenio, which means to go through. To go through, to cut through with the aim of explaining. So we say Jesus went through the scriptures to explain it together. He went through the scripture and he explained it together. Hallelujah. And all the truth, he brought out the truth in the light of Christ. That's what he said. He said concerning himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is why in verse 45, when he came to his own, he did, in verse 45, he said, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. That they might comprehend the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said yesterday that it was not the scripture that is hidden. When you hear the word mysterion, the Old Testament is mysterion, right? Now when he calls it mysterion, it is not the scriptures that is hidden. You have to take note of that. It's not the scripture that is hidden. That's why I say he opened their understanding, not their own understanding. So it's their understanding that was closed. That's the word. The word open is the word diagnotio, used to open what was previously shut. So he opened their understanding. Do you understand? He opened what was closed. What was closed, their understanding, that they might comprehend the scripture. So it is actually the understanding of man that hides the revelation of Christ. Unbelief. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.